So we'll begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we continue with the way of living in the divine will. Luisa shows us this as Jesus taught her. Volume 16, 1, 23, 24. So here is, the more you operate in our fiat, the sooner you shall reach the way of our fiat. So Jesus says there's a process, 30, 60, or 100-fold. How do we get to this point? Okay, so he says, I'm going to teach you, okay? And just as in the fiat of creation, many prodigious and beautiful things. The whole universe came out of us, triune God, and the fiat of redemption substituted for all the acts of all souls, past, present, and future, taking its lost child by the hand to lead him back to the bosom of his celestial father. So shall the third fiat. Okay, so now we're going to see the divine effects that's going to come. Once it has done its course, let its divine effects be seen. We haven't seen anything yet. We haven't run the course yet. It's going to knock your socks off. What's coming? I told you that once before. I was talking to some sisters and I said, sisters, this is going to knock your socks off. And they said, Father, we don't wear socks. So I said, well, God has already started. So the divine effects are going to be seen. The whole world's going to see this. The whole world's going to live this. We're going to all become Catholic. There's going to be one church, one flock, one shepherd. That's Jesus' prayer at the Last Supper. That's what's coming. Read again the last chapter in volume 24. It's going to happen. And the thing that gives me great hope is Jesus says, this generation will not pass away until all has been completed. We are the generation that have received the Book of Heaven. 1996, and by 2005, we had it in English. This generation will not pass away until all has been completed. Live with great hope and confidence. Tell Jesus, give me the time to stay alive, to pray, fast, do penance, but in the divine will. So he says, that my divine will be known, my divine will be loved, and my divine will have its dominion in order to have the kingdom of the divine will on earth as it is in heaven. What do you have? You have to know it, you have to love it, and you have to let it be dominating in you. It must be your life. He says, as soon as you begin, the more you operate in the divine fiat, learn how to operate, how to live, how to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. Not to think with human thoughts, but to say, Jesus, think in my thinking. I don't want to think anything human. I don't want to ever eat anything another again humanly. Jesus, eat in my eating. Let's eat together. God won't overstuff yourself. Again, you're not going to be a glutton because Jesus is going to be eating. And he'll say, that's enough. And you go, okay, that's enough. You know, but I really like it. You know, you can't like it. Okay. Do you like it? Do you want more of this? But, you know, God's going to have fun with you. That's the other thing too. God, see, one of the titles of Jesus is Jesus, the Father of the age to come. He's going to play with his children. He loves words. He is the word. He loves numbers. He plays with numbers. Look, this year is 2020. We're going to see perfectly. We are really going to, maybe not humanly, but we're going to understand things from a divine perspective. Read, study, put this into practice. Watch what Jesus is going to do. So he says, it has to have its dominion in order for the kingdom to be on earth as it is in heaven. Each additional act of yours, every heartbeat, every breath that you shall braid with our fiat, one with Jesus and Mary through Luisa, where we are one with Luisa. So this is Luisa. So the more that we're one with Luisa, we can braid with Jesus and Mary. And that's not Mary, that's Luisa. I don't have enough room to put Our Lady's picture up here. But if I did, I'd have to be on the other side of the room. And then it'd be too much. Okay. Each judicial act of yours shall braid with our fiat, with Jesus and Mary, and shall be the human kiss that you shall give, our fiat be given. With greater bond, you shall form between the divine will and the human will. So in such a way that placed in accord, this is, it's got to be the way God has planned. It may have no reluctance to making itself known. There's no reluctance in us. This was what will happen when we braid with Jesus and Mary. Taking its royal dominion in us, we're going to be clothed with divinity again. Adam was naked because he lost the clothing of divinity. He got rid of the human will. I mean, he got rid of the divine will and started living in his human will. And when that happens, he's outside the royal dominion. And Jesus says, I want to reclothe you with divinity. So that's why wearing the scapular is so great. You're saying to God, I want to be clothed with the clothing of heaven. Everything is making itself known. The rest shall come by itself. So God says, as you read, as you study, God is making this known to you. Now, again, each of us, we have different irises, different fingerprints, different voices, different heights, different sizes. God loves our uniqueness. What he wants from us is that he make of us what he has planned. So when you go to your room and when you pray, what we've read today, for some, he's going to expand beyond what I'll ever think of. For others, it'll be something that only they will know. And this is because of their uniqueness. If you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, if you're a farmer, if you're a police officer, whatever you are, you're going to think differently. You're going to react differently. And Jesus knows that. So as the word, as he speaks to you, he's triggering something in you that only you will understand. And then when you try to explain it, it's the divine will is so beautiful. That what we do, we love it. We love the divine will. It's like getting a big juicy piece of candy and you're eating the candy and you're loving it and you see your friend and you go, you take it out of your mouth and it's all drooling. You go, eat this. Get away from me. This is so beautiful that if you taste it, you're on fire. You're on fire in love with God. You can't express that to others. You can hint at it and you can say, you know, this is something that will change your life completely, but you can't, you know, you can lead the water to horse. Remember that whole scene? It's the same thing with the divine will. This is so delicious that if you take it out of your mouth and try to force feed somebody, they're not going to like it because they, you know, this is what God has shown you. What God wants is he wants you to enter into this abundant life. Watch what God's going to do. It's really so, so amazing. So he says this, everything is making itself known. The rest shall come by itself. This is why many times I have recommended to you that you omit to write nothing of what regards my divine will. Same thing for us. That's why Jesus recommends to us that you omit to read everything. Read it. That's like people say, I don't have to read volume 1 through volume 10. Yes, you do. You have to become a saint. That's what volume 1 through volume 10 is. To write nothing of what regards to my divine will, to avoid, don't say, well, I know, like somebody said that to me once. We had to give a talk and I was in charge at that time. You don't want me in charge. And I said to, the person, well, could you talk on the, you know, Hours of the Passion? And the person looked at me and he goes, well, no. I said, why? He says, I don't read the Hours of the Passion. I said, you don't read the Hours of the Passion? I couldn't believe it. But again, what our God wants is he wants us to not avoid anything. He's got so much to tell us. He's the Word of God. He's got so much to tell us. It says very, very clearly, I recommend to you that you omit to write nothing, that you omit to write nothing of what regards to my will. Read everything that Jesus has told us because knowledge is the way. Now, there are some people that say that you don't have to read the Book of Heaven. Baloney. I think Jesus says this, the knowledge is the way. Read, study, put this into practice. The more you read, I want to hear what God tells you. I really want, that's where we're going to be in heaven. What did you learn? This is what I learned. What did you learn? This is what I learned. It's going to be, we're going to enter into eternally what God has spoken to his children, individually and collectively. The light serves, listen to this. It's divine light serves as trumpet to call those who are listening, to call those who are reading, to make itself heard. The more the trumpet sounds, it sounds more for us as many more knowledges that it has to be manifested to each and every one of us. The more people shall rush up to read, to study, to put this into practice. Don't get to heaven and said, you know, God gave you the book of heaven and you got your 10%. And your family got 100%, you know, and they are going to live this for eternity. You can live your 10% because that's what you wanted. That's all that you wanted. Knowledge takes the attitude now of a pulpit, now of a teacher, now of a compassionate father, an excess lover. In sum, it has all the ways in its divine power in order to enter the hearts, to conquer the hearts, and to triumph in everything. God wins. And the more knowledges it contains, the more ways it has in its divine power. So the more that you read, the more God can have his way with you. And you're going to read, you're going to study, you're going to put this into practice, and it's going to be delightful. It's going to be glorious. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what God is going to do with each and every one of us. It's going to be magnificent. Volume 16, 2, 8, 1924. The way how little ones must be in the divine will. My little daughter, Louisa, in my divine will, the little ones must be ahead of everyone. Even the saints. We're nowhere close to being a saint. And Jesus says, my daughter, Louisa, you and your children, in my divine will, the little ones, must be all ahead, must be ahead of everyone. Even more, inside my womb. So here, the one thing that God wants is us to, we did that talk this past year, returning to the womb of the Father. The goal of God is that we go back to him where we were created. Being separated from God, doing our human will, the original sin, we were far from God. And he doesn't like that. We don't like it. It wasn't his plan that we'd be far from him. We are to be one with him, intimate with God, fused with God, never to leave God's side, never to leave his womb. And what this gift of the divine will is to return to the womb of the Father. This is so magnificent. Adam and Eve, like the deacon said earlier, I wrote it down. Nobody is where we are. To boldly go where nobody has gone before. We have been given the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. Holy, this is so glorious, a glorious time. There's nothing to worry about. Yes, everything's falling apart. Look at our friends, our family today. Everything's falling apart. Good. Why? The kingdom's coming. God has to say to each person, what do you want? I'm getting ready to have the kingdom come. What do you want? You want to destroy my church? Go ahead, destroy my church. You want to kill your children through abortion? Kill your children. What do you want? I have to give you what you want. What Jesus says to us is, what do you want? And we went, I want what you want, Lord. I only want what you want. God goes, good, good. Let me show you what I want. And so what has he done? He's given us the book of heaven. Read, study, put this into practice. Okay. Okay, one who must plead, repair, and unify our holy divine will. That's Louisa. That's us with Louisa. Pleading, repairing, unifying, being one with God. not only with her own, but with those of everyone, past, present, and future. Okay, when we pray our rounds, when we pray our prayers, it's very important that we learn to pray, not just for our family. You know, it's for the family of God. We stand in the breach as Moses stood in the breach, not just for the Israelites, but for all mankind, past, present, and future. Not only with our own, but with all those of all, and they must be near us, triune God. They must be so united with us, triune God, as to receive all the reflections of the divinity. Think about that. Think of one of those disco balls in the ceiling that are sparkling. Everyone is shooting a ray of light. Jesus says, in the divine will, I want you to receive all of that light that's coming from God. The light, the love, the life of God. I don't want you to miss out on anything. Can you believe it? They must be near us, so united with us as to receive all the divine reflections of the divinity in order to copy them within themselves, within herself, within us. Copy, image and likeness. I told you that story about, you know, Father Murphy. He went to Ireland with his dad. His dad left Ireland. And this is the first time Father Murphy went to Ireland. And he's walking down the street of his town that his father was born in. And this man calls off the porch. He goes, are you a Murphy? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, how do you know I'm a Murphy? He goes, you walk like your father. Now, they hadn't seen his father in over 20 years. The likeness has to be what God has given us, to copy what God is, who God is, to enter into that life of God, the way he has planned from the beginning of time for each and every one of us. Each one of us is going to be different, unique. He loves this. The soul must have a thought that may be thought of everyone, a word, a work, a step, a love, so that that may be of everyone and for everyone, be of all and for all. And since our divine will envelops everyone, past, present, and future, that may that thought of yours, which we're thinking now in the divine will, that in our most holy divine will be the thought of everyone. Do you see how the repairing is going to be? Don't worry about your family. Stand in the breach for your family. God is going to take care of it. I'm serious. You have to know that God brings good out of tragedy. He always does. And if you trust him, remember, you know, sacred scripture, they let the guy down through the roof. And what happens at that point is Jesus says, because of your faith, by the way, who is that? Because of your faith, that person is healed. And they said, you can't do that. He goes, okay, to prove it. I mean, because of your faith, your sins are forgiven. That's the first thing God wants to do. And because they didn't believe it, he says, oh, stand up and walk, go home. They go, who is this guy? Now, when Jesus begins to reign in us the way he has planned in our thoughts, our words, our deeds, when Jesus begins to reign, when we're fused with him and not separated from him, what's going to happen when a little child of divine will walks into a hospital? What's going to happen? We haven't seen anything yet. When it comes, it's going to be glorious. It's going to be glorious. And since our divine will envelops everyone, may that thought of yours, whatever thought that is in the divine will, that in the divine will be the thought of everyone, the act, the love that shines in each thought, each word, each act of all human generations. And in the power of our divine will, they may become antidotes, defenders, lovers, operators of this great gift of the divine will. It's God in us. Jesus said that. You'll do far greater things than me. How can we do far greater things than God? He says to the apostles, you must be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. How can we be perfect? Jesus has given us the way, and that is what we're reading right now. It's from the Book of Heaven. And, you know, I've heard some people read a page or two and say, I don't want anything to do with it. And then they go, well, divine will is no good. I don't read all 36 volumes and then tell me that. You can't. You won't be able to. You'll be enamored with divine love because Jesus is speaking to you. Therefore, just as everyone enjoys the sun, they are all inundated by its light because it was created by God and for the good of all. In the same way, all enjoy the use of the acts done by Luisa Picaretta, the little daughter of the divine will, and her children. Hopefully that's us. And more than sun, dart over everyone and everything, so that the sun of the eternal volition may rise again. We go back to where we were before the fall. And that the purpose for which all generations were created, we were created to return to the womb of the Father. We were created to be one with God, image and likeness of God. It goes so far beyond being good and holy and saintly. Volume 17, 5:10, 1925, the different ways of fusing oneself with the divine will. I write out only out of obedience because her director or confessor said, how did you do this? How did you get to this point? How do you fuse yourself? And again, that's a question that God is going to answer. It's a very simple thing, okay? Out of obedience, I shall make a mix of the past things and the present things. Many times in my writings, I say, I was fusing myself with the holy divine volition, and I do not explain further. Now, forced out of obedience, her spiritual director told her to write down this, I shall say what happens to me in fusing myself. Now, this is how we're going to learn how to do it. As I fuse myself in an immense void, all light becomes present before my mind, in such that one can find neither the extent of its light nor of its depth, nor the boundaries to the right or to on the left, nor on the one in the front or in the back. In the midst of this divine immensity, at a point of extremely high, I seem to see the divinity. So God is saying, I want you to enter into this light. Okay? I want you to see the divinity. Well, that's not for me. Absolutely, it's not for you. We have to say, you got to show me how to do this, Lord. You want me to do this? Show me how to do this. And you put yourself at God's disposition. You say your disposition is you take care of me. You do what you want. God says, get out of my way. Let me do this. He says that to Luis often. In the midst of this divine immensity, at a point of extremely high, I seem to see the divinity or the three divine persons waiting for me. But this is always mentally. Okay, so it's not physically. I don't know how. A little girl comes out of me, but it is my own self. Maybe it is my little soul. Now, Jesus shows that to Luisa. This little girl is her soul. Now, have you experienced your soul? Have you experienced that? God wants you to experience that. God wants you to see your innocent, beautiful soul. Eternal soul that he has made for you. And again, you have to begin to understand in the divine will, this is not pious thought. It's a reality that occurs. Your prayer life is going to change. I'm telling you, your prayer life is going to change. Jesus wants you to see your soul, but you need a spiritual director and it should be a priest who can help you if there's any difficulties. Okay. And the reason for the priest is God, whoever your priest will be or is, God wants him to know the divine will. And I'll tell you, the hardest people are bishops and priests to try to convince about the divine will. I think it's another devotion, another thing I got to do. I'm already doing this. And it's slow. No, it's not something to do. It's something to live. And once they understand this, It's going to be great. It's going to be glorious. Okay. In the midst of this immensity, at a point of extremely high, I seem to see the divinity or three divine persons waiting for me, but this is always mentally. And I don't know how, but this little girl comes out for me, but it is my own self. Maybe it is my little soul. Jesus tells her it is. But it is moving to see this little girl placing herself on the way within the divine immensity of empty space, all alone, shy, walking on tiptoes, with her eyes always fixed on the place where she sees the three divine persons, because she fears that if she lowers her gaze in that immense void, she wouldn't know at what point she would end up. Now that's, you're going to experience this. I know that for sure. How you're going to experience it is your trust in God. I mean, it's going to be amazing. Our Lady says to Louisa, I'm going to teach you new and divine way of prayers, prayers that are so powerful. It's not the prayers of the saints. We've learned the prayers of the saints, prayers of St. Francis, St. Gertrude, St. Ignatius. We love the prayers of the saints. The prayers of the divine will are different, because it's Jesus and Mary that are praying in us, one with Louisa. And something great is coming. All her strength is in that gaze fixed on high. In fact, as her gaze is corresponded by the gaze of the supreme height, she draws strength only along the way. Along the way. Now, as she arrives before them, before the Holy Trinity, she plunges herself with her face into that void to adore the divine majesty. The illumination of conscience, that's what's going to happen too. We're going to fall on our faces. God is going to present himself to us. And we're going to recognize he alone is holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. He alone. No one can compare to him. And all of us are creatures, fallen creatures. And when we experience the presence of God, what happens at that point, you're going to feel very sorry for not loving him the way he deserves to be loved. And he's going to teach us things that in an instant would take centuries to learn. Great things are coming. But when Our Lady says, time is now coming to an end, you got to get ready for this. You know, that was 73 years ago she said that to Bruno. It's great things are coming. And Jesus is saying to each and every one of us, what do you want? I have to give you what you want. I gave the devil hell. That's what he wanted. What do you want? And he's given us the book of heaven because in our heart of hearts, we want this. Now he says, prove it. Prove it to me. She arrives before them and plunges herself with her face into that void to adore the divine majesty. But one hand from the divine persons raises the little girl, and they say to her, our daughter, the little daughter of our divine will, come into our arms. God wants to hold us. He wants to hold us. He wants to be held. We see this in Christmas with the Pope holding the little statue of the baby Jesus. One of the gifts that God gave to Louisa, the Blessed Mother gave to Louisa on Christmas, was to hold the baby Jesus. You look at Pietà. Our Lady held Christ even after he was dead. He wants to be held. He wants to hold us. In hearing this, she becomes festive and makes the three divine persons festive as they await the carrying out of her office. We all have an office. It's what God has planned for us. We have to understand, whatever God has got planned for you, you say yes to this office. Whatever you want me to do, yes, I will do this. And then be faithful to it. Entrusted to her by the Holy Trinity. And with the grace typical little girl, she says, I come to adore, to bless, and to thank you for everyone, past, present, and future. I come to bind your throne and all to your throne all human wills and of all human generations from the first to the last man, so that everyone may recognize your supreme will, adore your supreme will, love your supreme will, and give the supreme will life within their souls. O supreme majesty, in this immense void, there are all creatures, and I, with Louisa, want to take them all in order to place them in your holy divine will so that everyone may return to the origin from which they came, that is your most holy divine will. This is why I have come into your paternal arms, to bring you all your children, all my brothers and sisters, and bind them all with your most holy divine will. And in the name of everyone, past, present, and future, and for all past, present, and future, I want to repair you, Jesus, all that they have done wrong, all that we have done wrong, to give you the homage, the glory, as if everyone had done your most holy divine will. Oh, please, I pray you, let there be no more separation between the divine will and the human will. It is a little girl who asks this of you, a little soul who asks this of you. And I know that you can deny nothing to little ones. Do you see what God is asking for? He's asking us to begin to live a life that has never been seen before. This is what Jesus did on the cross. This is what Mary did at the foot of the cross. This is what they taught Louisa, praying in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. And she says, but who could say everything? I would be too long. In addition to the fact that I lack the words to express what I say before the supreme height. It seems to me that here is the low world, and we do not use the same language as in the immense void. And now that's the truth about the book of heaven. You're going to speak to God. You're going to learn. That's why the Echo book is so important. You're going to speak to God in such a way that it's different than what the saints have taught us. It's not that it's better. It is better. It's not that they're worse. It wasn't time. It wasn't time for Moses to receive the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ in Holy Eucharist. It wasn't time for Elijah to be baptized, you know, and ontologically changed. It wasn't for David to receive the sacrament of confession. It wasn't time for that. When Jesus came to earth, he gave us the sacraments. Now, he says, I want you to get ready. Time has now come to an end. I want you to get ready for a new beginning. It wasn't time for the saints. Now it's time. That's why Father Bucci says, Saint Francis was for his time. Saint Paul was for his time. He says, Louisa is for our time. Get to know Louisa Picaretta. Get to know this little newborn. She is magnificent. So, okay. Other times while I fuse myself in the divine volition and the immense void comes before my mind, I go around through all creation. She makes I make my round through all created things. And I know there's some people that say you don't have to pray the rounds. Jesus told Louisa from volume 16 to volume 36, your job is to pray the rounds. Why? That's how I prayed, Jesus said. That's how my mother prayed, Jesus says. That's how Adam prayed before the fall. He says, this is how all mankind is going to pray. It's not going to be the prayers of the saints, but to pray your round. How do you see the things in creation? How do you see the things in redemption? It's different. Each person has a different aspect, a different a tone, a different flavor, a different taste. Why? God wants to see from everyone, as you begin to make your rounds, a uniqueness. So we learn from Louisa how to pray the rounds. And through all created things, make your round through all created things, and I impress on them, and I love you. Okay? That's heaven. Like I said, everything in heaven, everything in paradise says to you, I love you, because God created it for you. When you walk on a beach and you're walking, you look down and you go, wow, what is this? And you pick it up. God knew from eternity that you were going to pick that up. He placed it there for you to pick up. It's not by chance. He knew you would be fascinated by it. Everything is made, everything, that's one I love you that you're recognizing. But every grain of sand is an I love you too. Every blade of grass is an I love you too. Every leaf on a tree is an I love you too. And that's what she's saying. As you make your rounds, what happens is you're beginning to see and hear and smell and taste all the I love yous that God is breathing into you, and you want to give them back to God from a divine perspective, not a human perspective. I want, this is what Jesus tells Louisa, I want you to give to God what is mine. I divinized it, Jesus says. He's God. Humans can't divinize something. I've heard people say, well, I do divine acts. Well, you do? Well, let me down. Well, get on my knees and adore you. Humans don't do divine acts. We're made in God's image and likeness. So we breathe in this divine, I love you. It's ours. We possess it. And then we breathe back to God. It's your, through you, Jesus, I give back to the Father, this divine, I love you. As if you were doing it, Jesus, in me. God says, good, I'll do it. This is so amazing what God is teaching us. It says, so this, I impress on each created thing and I love you for the supreme majesty, as though wanting to fill the whole atmosphere with many I love yous in order to requite the supreme love for so much love, divine love towards creatures. And even more, I make my round through each thought of every soul, and I impress in every soul my I love you. Through each gaze, I leave my I love you within each soul. Through each mouth, each word, I seal in them my I love you. See, it's to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything. You're doing this for your family. You're doing this for your friends and your neighbors, your coworkers. You're doing it for everyone. The world is changing because of the divine will. Through each heartbeat, each work, each step, I cover them all with my I love you to my God. I go down deep into the sea, into the depth of the ocean, and I want to fill each darting of the fish, each drop of water with my I love you. And this is Jesus's I love you that's reigning in us. He breathes it in us, and we want to, every heartbeat's, and he's saying, every time you take a breath, it's I love you. And we want to give back to God, I love you through your love, not my human love. And then after she has sown my I love you everywhere, the little girl brings herself before the divine majesty as though wanting to give him a surprise. She says, to my creator and my father, my Jesus, my eternal love, look, all things on the part of all souls, past, present, and future, tell you that they love you. It's repairing everyone and everything. This is why the demons have to go. This is why the devil has to leave. The kingdom of God is coming on earth. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. He can't stay here. This is a glorious time. Everywhere there is an I love you for you, and heaven and earth are filled with your I love you, my I love yous. And you shall not conceive to your little tiny one, your divine will to descend in the midst of all mankind, all creatures, making itself known, make peace with the human will, and take it in it, as it takes its just dominion. As it takes its place of honor, no creature may ever do her human will again, but only your most holy divine will. I never want to do my human will again. That's the martyrdom of martyrdoms. I never want to breathe in my human will ever again. I never want to have my heart beat in my human will ever again. I never want that. That's the martyrdom of martyrdoms. And Jesus is saying, if you do this continuously, operate in my divine will, watch what will happen to your family, to your friends, to your neighbors, to your coworkers, to your parishioners, to the world. Great things are right around the corner. Other times, while I refuse myself in the divine will, I want to feel sorrow for all the offenses given to my God, and I resume my round with the immense void in order to find all the sorrow that Jesus and Mary felt for all sins. This is now redemption. So creation is one thing to fuse yourself when you fuse yourself with God. Now, redemption. I make it my own. I make my round everywhere in the most hidden secret places and public places all over the human, evil human acts to feel sorrow for all the offenses and for each sin. Usually, before you go to bed, you normally make an act of contrition. I'm sorry for basically what your thoughts said and did outside the will of God this day. But also pray in the name of everyone, past, present, and future, for all the sins that happened today, all the sorrow and sadness that people have lived in because of sin. I want to repair this, Jesus, as if it never happened. You repair in my repairing. I want you, Lord, to reign in me. And see, what happens at this point is it's a new way of praying. I would want to cry out, listen to this, at each moment of creature, sorrow, forgiveness. And so that all may hear it, I impress it on the rumbling of the thunder, so that sorrow for having offended my God may thunder in all hearts, forgiveness. And in striking of lightning, sorrow in the whistling of the wind, sorrow, forgiveness in the twinkling of the bell, tinkling of the bell. Always have an exercise bell. These are great. It drives the demons away. Exercise bell. In sorrow, in some sorrow and forgiveness in everything, I bring to my God the sorrow of everyone, past, present, and future. I implore forgiveness for everyone, past, present, and future. I say, great God, let your divine will descend upon earth so that sin may take place no more. It is the human will alone that produces so many offenses as to seem to be flooding the earth with sins. Your divine will shall be the destroyer of all evils. Do you believe it? Wait till you read the book of heaven. You'll be confident that that's what's coming. And he's using us to do it. We're nobody. We're nothing. Your divine will shall be the destroyer of all the evils. Therefore, I pray you, make the little daughter of your divine will content, who wants nothing else but that your most holy divine will be known, your holy divine will be loved, and that the holy divine will reign in all hearts, past, present, and future. It's repairing everything. This is the prayer to the Holy Spirit. And God is using us to bring this about. And who could say the many ways of fusing myself into this holy volition? For now I have said enough. If Jesus wants, he shall give me the words, the grace to say more, and I shall resume my speaking. The next letter, 517, 1925. More ways to fuse oneself in the divine will. Jesus said, you got to do more than this. Because he taught her everything. And now, because of what she writes down, she's teaching us how to do the divine will. These two pages were very powerful. Read it, study it, put this into practice. This way of living in the divine will is essential. This is what God is looking for. After I let the confessor hear what is written above, the date May 10th, he was not satisfied, and he imposed on me to continue writing about the way I fuse myself in the holy divine will, the holy volition. So only to obey, and for fear that my Jesus might be disappointed even slightly, I resume my speaking. Now, I add that as that immense void becomes present before my mind, when I fuse myself in the supreme volition, the little girl continues her round, continues praying your rounds. Learn from Louisa. And rising up high, she wants to requite her God for all the love that God had for all creatures, past, present, and future. When he started in creation with Adam, she wants to honor God as the creator of all things. So this is the first thing. Fusing yourself, you want to honor God. You adore him and love him and praise him and thank him and bless him and worship him. You want to honor our God. She goes around through the stars, all the stars. In each twinkling of light, she impresses my I love you and glory to my creator. Now, if you read the rounds, it's very clear that everything in the round books that we have are exactly from the writings. There's nothing extra in the writings from saints. It's everything that Jesus tells Louisa. In each atom of the light, the sun that descends down below, I love you and glory in the whole expanse of the heavens with the distance between one step and another. My I love you and glory. In the warbling of the bird, the beating of its wings, I love you and glory. In the blades of grass that sprout from the earth, and the flowering flower that blooms, and the fragrance that ascends, I love you and glory. On the heights of the mountains and the depths of the valleys, I love you and glory. I go around, make my round through each heart of the creature, and as though wanting to enclose myself within it, the heart, I cry out inside each heart, I love you and glory to my creator. I would want to be the one to cry, one, the will, one, the harmony of all things, glory and love to my creator. And then, as though having gathered everything together in such way that everything says requital of love and attestation of glory for all that God has done in creation, I bring myself to his throne and I say to him, Supreme Majesty and creator of all things, this little child comes into your arms to tell you that all creation, in the name of all creatures, gives you the requital, not only of love, but of the just glory that so for the so many things created by you for love of us. In your will, in this immense void, I have wandered everywhere so that all things may glorify you, all things may love you, all things may bless you. And now that I've placed for you the love of between creator and creature in the relationship that the human will had broken, as well as the glory that everyone owed you, let your divine will descend upon earth. May your kingdom come on earth, that it may bind and strengthen all the relations between creator and creature. All things shall return to their original order. We're returning to the womb of the Father, established by you. Therefore, hurry, delay no more. Don't you see how the earth is full of evils? Your divine will alone can stop this current of evil and can place everyone in safety. But your divine will must be known and must be ruling. So we'll end there and come back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.